extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam Lowe, how are you?
Good morning, thank you for having me, I'm good.
Hey, I'm excited to hear what we're talking about today. This is one that I know BFM listeners feel very passionate about. I know you feel very passionate about it. What are we talking about today, Sam?
We are talking about specialty coffee.
Specialty coffee.
Yes, do we know what that means?
I mean, I'm assuming it means like different types or like fancy types, but that's about as broad as my knowledge goes. So please tell me more.
Yeah, well, I mean, just so that the listeners will know, I have been working in the specialty coffee industry for the last 12 years. I've competed and represented New Zealand on the world stage multiple times.
That's amazing.
So this gives me some credibility to
you are a true coffee
about.
Champ. I also love watching you pour coffee as well. You do it and you make it look really easy. I cannot even steam the milk. It's just not my forte. So I'm ready to be enlightened by
Thank
a true
you.
Expert.
Yes.
What is specialty coffee?
Okay, so the term was first used in the 1970s and it basically describes coffees that have a flavor influence through its microclimate. So
Whoa.
Yeah, so we've heard of, I guess, fine wine, mm-hmm. specialty tea, but specialty coffee is relatively young. It's an industry that's, you know, shy of 50 years. So
yeah.
It's not very old, but as we're getting towards appreciation of where food comes from, that trend is starting to grow.
True.
And we're starting to appreciate the finer nuances of growing conditions and how it affects organic products. And this relates to food and beverage and everything. So specialty coffee is coffees that are traceable.
Okay.
Yep, so we know where they come from.
Yep.
The influences that the coffees have.
So what's the influence on a coffee mean? Mm-hmm.
Yep, so the first one is varietal. So just like wine, you know how you have Pinot Noir and Sauvignon Blanc.
Gotcha. Mm.
So coffee has the same. So we've got different types of varietals like Caturra and Bourbon. There's a really famous one that's highly sought after, which is called Geisha varietal.
Ooh.
And that one's like, you know, the truffle of mushrooms. So it's expensive and it's highly sought after. And it's if you do find it, it's amazing and incredible. The flavors are outstanding. So that's the first one, varietal. The second one is growing conditions. So how it's grown, the elevation, the type of sun, the soil it's grown in will change. Sorry. Will change how the beans develop and
okay.
the amount of sugars and acids it will have.
I feel like this makes sense. I've just never thought about it in terms of coffee before. As you say, like, I mean, we kind of do this with all other, you know, drinks and foods that people, you know, are really interested in. I just have never really assumed about much about coffee. I am, I guess, a bit of a coffee heathen. So this is fascinating.
Yeah. Then we'll move on to like farming practices. So depending on how the farmers process the coffee and how they pick ripe cherries, etc. That will determine the quality at the end of the day. And then we will move on to our processing, which is how it's dried, if it's washed or if it's naturally dried.
Wow. Okay. So a specialty coffee like requires all of these different strands basically to come together. And I guess people must dedicate their whole lives and careers to like making certain blends and certain types of this kind of coffee.
100%. So like they'll make their whole career based on one aspect of the specialty coffee chain.
Wow.
So,
wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then we have roasting, which is the closest thing to what we can see because
yep.
New Zealand doesn't produce much coffee or specialty coffee.
Yeah.
So then roasting's got its own whole world of its own kind of characteristics. And it's all about either you roast it really light to preserve its natural fruit characteristics
mm-hmm.
or you roast it dark to develop Maillard flavors, which are those roasty, chocolatey,
yep.
sugar browning flavors.
Mm.
So there's coffees for everyone. So then there's light roasted coffees and then there's dark roasted and medium, depending on how you brew it and your flavor profile as well.
Crikey. Okay, so if people are trying to like do specialty coffee at a cafe, it's kind of usually there's like some examples, like you can talk to the barista or all that stuff. But if you're trying to do it at home, where do you start? Because this feels like a massive impenetrable wall of coffee if you don't know anything about it.
Well, if you didn't know, there is a New Zealand Specialty Coffee Association.
Is there?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, all of this stuff
amazing.
Makes sense, but it's just like a whole new world. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a list of all the roasters that are involved in the association. But even if you just Google New Zealand Specialty Coffee, All these amazing roasters will show up, and usually they're small roasters all around New Zealand, so go support local, and yep. New Zealand roasters is really good.
That's awesome. And so what kind of like setup do you use when you're at home, Sam? Do you have a preference? Do you have a, I presume you have your own machine at home, but like, are you a percolator kind of a person, or do you like a little French press? What's your sort of go-to when you're not making a machine coffee?
I am an everything person, but generally it's espresso in the morning, and then in the afternoons I'll do a pour over, which is a little filter coffee. So I don't know if you've had pour overs before.
I have not.
I've had filter coffee.
Yeah.
So oh, is that the same?
Yeah, it's okay, the same right, thing. Right. So filter okay. is kind of the method, and mm-hmm. pour over is kind of like the vessel and the tool that you're using to make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've had a text come in saying, is it true if you're making plunger coffee, you should not use boiling water?
So depending on the temperature of the water, that changes the speed of extraction. So so if you have a light roasted coffee, you can use hotter water because light roasted coffees require more extraction to bring out flavors. Whereas if you have a darker roasted coffee, you'd want to use water that's not scorching so you don't over extract that coffee.
So does the grind that you're using change like the flavor as well? Or is it just about the strain, the type of coffee that you're using? How does that kind of balance?
Yeah, so grind size is basically increasing or decreasing the surface area of coffee, so that will change the rate of extraction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using a brewing method that takes longer, so a plunger will take 4 to 5 minutes, you would want coarser grind so you don't over extract that coffee quicker. So if you're doing espresso, it's extracted in 30 seconds, so yeah. you would need fine coffee to have more surface area.
That's so, I mean, all of this stuff is kind of like, it makes sense when you start thinking about
but
it,
but I've just never thought about it before.
Exactly. I'd be keen to hear, we've asked people this before, but I'm always so fascinated by it, what people's like go-to method of coffee at home is. So you can text us if you'd like to on 5395. I'm a bit of a stovetop percolator kind of a person.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see that.
On the weekends when I have time to do that in the mornings. Mm. I just wait till I get in here and then I'll take whatever I get at that point.
Yeah. Stovetop's great. It's like the perfect combination of like, it's in between espresso and filter, so you're kind of getting a little bit of both.
What would be like do you have like a favorite like variety at the moment that you're using when you make coffee at home? Like, is there a sort of a bean that you're particularly keen on?
No, not really, because it depends on seasonality and what I'm feeling, right? It's like going, what's your favorite wine? So
yeah,
it depends on like
yeah.
what I'm eating, my mood on the day, etc. But a good specialty coffee roasteries would try and source green coffee, which is unroasted coffee, more seasonal. So just ask your roasters.
When was the last time you had instant coffee? Just with like a teaspoon?
Oh my gosh. I can't remember. However, however, people are working on specialty grade instant coffee.
Whoa.
Yeah. So,
bougie.
Yeah. Keep an eye out on the market.
This is so, I mean, we could literally talk about this for hours. It is like wine. I feel like you could spend your whole life dedicated to just the one bean pretty much. Sam, thank you so much for bringing us like a little entry guide. Remind us of the place to go if people are wanting to sort of like get a little bit more interested in specialty roasts and specialty blends at home.
The New Zealand Specialty Coffee Association. They will have a list of all the brands and companies that are involved, and generally they're really, really good.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Sam.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Speaking